Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, The Last of Us is doing the rounds every single week at the minute.
What's that? Never heard of it.
It's this a small little indie film that has managed to blow up. So, you know, because of The Last of Us' massive popularity, there's a whole conversation doing the rounds on will we get a Last of Us 3, a part 3, overall. And this was something that started gathering a bit of steam last December. There was a leaker called Viewer Anon who said the next game from Neil Druckmann, from Naughty Dog, is Last of Us Part 3. That sort of went back and forward quite a bit, but very recently a website called The Leak, brilliant name if you're going to be doing video
it's
game
leaks. It's on brand, isn't it?
The Leak website, looked into it, and according to their sources, it is apparently in progress. So we're hinging this entire thing on, you know, The Leak, and what The Leak have to say. But I'll read out what they've put out. So our source at Sony, who previously broke the first leak of the PlayStation 5 Slim, has doubled down and revealed that it is indeed in the works, at least according to Sony. Internally, Sony has the title slated as in progress with Naughty Dog as the developer, with the game categorized as a PlayStation 5 release with PlayStation 6 in mind, Josh.
That's
Brown.
The crazy bit, isn't it?
Horrible!
PlayStation 6 and Scott Tilbury, we've only got to a place right now where the PlayStation 5 is about to be readily available.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone talking about a PlayStation 6 or a PlayStation 5 Pro.
I also don't want Naughty Dog being stuck for the whole generation doing The Last of Us.
This is where we differ, because you've obviously dragged me on, the biggest Last of Us fan in this building, who very
Most
much does want The Last of Us Part 3 and is very excited by this news, doubly so after playing Part 1, the remake back in last September, in watching the TV show. I'm all in, man.
You are.
I'm looking forward to factions, and if this leak is true, I'm all for it. I want to see a PS5 built from the ground up sequel to The Last of Us Part 2 that hopefully rounds out the story, and for me, I'd want it to complete the trilogy and end it there. No Last of Us Part 4, that's when I will be on these videos saying, you've done too much, Neil.
Too much, Jim. Speaking of being all in, a lot of people are very much all in, bringing in some episode numbers from Variety.com as to how the TV show's been performing. It's only gotten bigger week on week. Episode 1, 4.7 million. Episode 2, 5.7 million. Episode 3, 6.4 million. And very recently, Episode 4, 7.5 million viewers. Unprecedented, I think, in HBO's history. The main comparison is House of the Dragon, which had already started tapering off views at this point, but Last of Us is going very strong.
Important to note, by the way, unprecedented in any history. Even shows that went from strength to strength and built their audience season on season didn't do it episode by episode like this. You look at The Walking Dead, which had exponential growth from seasons 1 to seasons 5, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, every season jumped in viewers, but it was a lot of people tuning in for the finale, a lot of people tuning in for the premiere, and then in the middle it kind of tapered and came and went. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, you know, the season 1 finale might have got 4 million viewers, then we jumped to season 2's premiere, and you're up to like 6 or 7. That's how it worked. It wasn't by episode. Mm-hmm. This just doesn't happen. People come in, they come out, they return for the finale, and then they build up for season 2. So, like, these numbers are impressive, and it's not just because I love the show that I'm saying this. Like, it genuinely is, like, just something that doesn't really happen in TV, especially today with the era of streaming and whatnot.
Yeah, man, I think, like, looking at, like, episode by episode, I kind of love the pacing overall of how they've been rolling this thing out. Like, I don't think it's necessarily for everyone, but clearly it is blowing up. I'm just too precious. I want the original video game, and I keep comparing the cutscenes too much. But overall, speaking of what Naughty Dog are able to do, Druckmann himself said that Naughty Dog have gotten bigger very recently. They went from 300 employees to 400 employees, and we know that they do have the Last of Us Factions multiplayer game coming as well, which will have single, well, story-based components to it. I'm very curious what the hell that thing is, and how much that maybe feels like, you know, you have more story elements that tie in with what Joel and Ellie were doing. We have no idea, but the Last of Us Factions is their multiplayer component, but with some sort of story-based thing too. There's also a rumor during the rounds that they have a new IP or something else in the works as well, and they said they're moving on from Uncharted. They just said that overall going forward, it doesn't doesn't seem like Uncharted's on their radar anymore. So interesting times at Naughty Dog High.
It really is, and you know what, right? As for as much as I am looking forward to the factions and The Last of Us Part 3, that's a lot of Last of Us in a short period of time, and I do certainly acknowledge that. It does mean, like you said, it ties Naughty Dog down to one franchise for well over a decade, you know, with the exception of Uncharted 4 coming out between The Last of Us Part 1 and Part 2. But that's like a long time for them to spend on one franchise, a lot of releases if we're going from Factions to Part 3. And that's the only part where I worry about fatigue potentially setting in, because part of the joy of Part 2 for me was that it was a hell of a long wait from the original game to that sequel. You know, there was a 7-year wait, 7 years of anticipation. Yeah. And while there might be that same gulf for Part 2 and Part 3, we've had the TV show between them, we've had the remake between them, we've had factions that will come out between then. However, I do want to say that with Naughty Dog, you know, bolstering their numbers of employees from 300 to 400, that, to me, indicates that they're going to be working on multiple things at the same time. Kind of like when they made The Last of Us Part 2, Part 1, and had Uncharted 3 in development concurrently.
I'm really hoping that they do almost like what Obsidian are doing over with Microsoft/Xbox, where you have the big games coming, like Obsidian have Avowed coming, but they manage to put out smaller titles as well, things like Pentiment or whatever. I just want a variety of titles from Naughty Dog. I don't know how personal, how much that's a sentiment shared by other people. But I think it's just thinking about release calendars of something like the 2000s or the early 2010s, where you would get more from a Naughty Dog, from a Rockstar. And I'm just curious what those teams have to offer. Like, I remember when Journey blew up, and then their art designer went and made Abzu, and it's just like a little side thing. And it's just like, can we get a little small project? Even Ubisoft did Child of Light and Valiant Hearts. And I just kind of wonder, you know, could you get smaller titles that are designed to be completed over like 6 to 8 hours or something? Something like Season that just dropped on PlayStation.
Yes.
Something like that could have come from a Naughty Dog, for example. And I'm curious about that. But in terms of Part 3, as much as I'm, you know, aware of the franchising of us, I'm going to get that on a t-shirt at some point. I do want a Part 3. I don't know where a lot of people sit in terms of where the story ended in Part 2, but I do feel like that was a very good middle chapter. I do feel like you kind of could round that out and do another installment, give Ellie an actual ending, and then do something that makes it feel like a specific trilogy that is all about Ellie. I think if you start viewing The Last of Us as being more about Ellie, then you clearly need that final part. Like, it obviously was Joel's story kind of thing in the first one, but it very much transitioned over. And like I said, there's an argument to be made that even Part 1 is all about Ellie 2, but I just feel like it needs that final installment to title.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Scott Telford, I have a theory about why they might be greenlighting a Part 3 earlier than they would have.
Is it money?
Well, money always helps, doesn't it? Money always helps. Jim is looking for more money.
Just the money, man.
I know this isn't how video game development works, right, but I'm looking at the success of the show, and I'm looking at what the showrunners, Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann, are saying about it, talking about how, you know, the first season is just going to cover the first game. Yes. They're going to adapt Part 2, but that might take a few seasons rather than just one, because it's a bigger game, and how they have said that they're not going to get into a same in, into the same situation as Game of Thrones, where they run out of material and are adapting, you know, storyboards that Neil might have at Naughty Dog HQ. I think that by the time the end of season two comes around, or part two's adaptation comes around, whether that's two seasons or more, Naughty Dog will have enough time to have made a part three, get it either close to the finish line or actually out. So then, by the time we catch up with the games, we'll have a new game right there to then jump into a season four or a season five and adapt that way, so we don't get a Game of Thrones situation, and it gives Naughty Dog and Sony and Neil Druckmann an incentive to prioritize it right now rather than introduce a new IP or return to a smaller game.
I imagine if they're doing... The thing that's fascinating is the idea of, you know, you have Last of Us Part 1, 2013, blew up, massive deal. There's the whole thing, if you look into the making of that game, that they didn't expect it to go so big. There was a lot of different parts of that game, and they were just sort of like added as the thing came together. There were various different endings that they were going to have, different storylines and everything else. It blows the F up. It becomes this massive, massive deal and almost redefines what Naughty Dog are. And then when you go into part two, I just don't buy that they planned that back in 2013.
Like, you know,
the more you read about part one, I just don't feel like they thought past that initial game. But now it's so big, and now there's their TV show, and obviously Druckmann is going between the video game, you know, creative director, and now he's over on the TV show, making sure that's all correct as well. Is it that thing where he starts going like, okay, let me plan part three, and I'm also aware of the TV universe. Let me try and unify those things together, and try and make all those things like one big defined storyline. And it's just this, it's kind of fascinating. I think that that's like a hell of a challenge. I don't think anyone's ever really tried that before. Like, final rounding out an original source material's arc, and then trying to finish the adaptation, or at least factor those, you know, storyboards in. Kind of.
I think, right, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's what happened with the Scott Pilgrim comics and the Scott Pilgrim movie.
Deep pull.
I'm pretty sure that when that movie was in production, Brian Lee O'Malley, the writer of the original books, was still working on the ending, and they were kind of like conversing as they went, and ultimately the books and the movie went into different directions in terms of how they wrapped up that story, in terms of the specific events anyway. I'm pretty sure that happened there, but obviously, you know, for as difficult as writing a book like that is, game development is, you know, considerably harder, because there's so many more things that you have to worry about, so many more people that you have to get aligned, all of that jazz. It's going to be a monumental undertaking if they do try to mesh the two worlds together. I mean, look at George R. R. Martin, right? He's been writing that book for like my entire life. and you know, writing a book is very hard, but you know, so is video game development. So is video game development.
That's the thing. I imagine if, you know, Neil Druckmann goes forward with whatever The Last of Us Part 3 is. I mean, they already said there's an outline. They sketched out an outline for the game. This was like, I think it was last year or the year before. There's always vague conversations going around. You know, whenever he's asked about The Last of Us Part 3, it's always like, okay, we have an outline, something we might do or whatever. I imagine they would have to get at least that finalized. I know video game development, as levels come together, as every other part of a game comes together, it can affect what that original idea was. But there is just that idea of trying to chase the thing that is sketched out, and then that becomes the TV show that gets finalized faster. I just, all the schedules are so all over the place. But I guess at the heart of it is this idea of whatever the next step is after the second installment.
I think we've seen, though, with the adaptation of the first game to the TV show, like, the way that the writers are approaching the source material is to actually excise a lot of the stuff that we would associate with the video game, like the levels, like the combat encounters. Of course, there are some, but I think even Craig Mazin said like 90% of the action and the gameplay has been removed, so they're just taking the core of the story, more or less, even remixing some of that. And I think, you know, if you had like a basic outline, or, you know, kind of like the general game lockdown, but of course things are going to change, like enemy placement, or, you know, like certain levels and the way they look, that would be enough for them to run with, just
probably,
in terms of what they need as a TV show compared to what you need as a game.
Yeah. And I think, well, the thing is, like, for me, the strongest parts of the show have been the deviations. Like, obviously, the Bill and Frank episode. I quite like the idea of the plugging the caffeine stuff into the latest episode. I want them the most expansive stuff you can do if it's done confidently enough. So this might actually free all that stuff up, and they can just, you know, here's some gaps to fill, but you need to get back to here eventually. And then the show just does all that stuff and then fills it out, kind of thing. And then we see whatever the game version is going forward. Or none of this stuff's going to happen for the next few years, if it even happens at all. But it does feel like The Last of Us is an absolute behemoth right now, very much coming into its own as a wider IP. And the fact that the TV show has built week on week, like you said before, is unprecedented. So there is something that will be happening here, I believe, anyway. I feel like someone like Jim Ryan's just like, do you mind doing another one? Knocking on the door, can you just do another
He's
one?
Like, guys,
please.
I think you got something. This game called The Last of Us. I think it might be all right.
Tips his little hat. Let me tell you, son. And so yeah, but let us know what you think down in the comments below. Do you want Last of Us Part 3? What do you think of the TV show so far? And how should those storylines interconnect, if at all? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.